ESPN 97.5 KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gao Media station,
which can cause cramping and diarrhea.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours of the big show, and we appreciate you being along for the ride on Thursday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We are coming to you live from 5600 Richmond Avenue. It's the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. It's Buku. I keep telling you, if you're a fan of Cajun food, if you want to come out and see where the pretty people eat great food and drink unbelievable daiquiris while watching sports and other things, well, it's Buku, and you should be here, too. Stop by and see us. We'll be here till 4 today. Blitz will be here till 7. Tosh is here giving, I don't know, advice, spinning the wheel, prizes, candy. People from the office love it so much. They're here eating. So I'm telling you, that's reputable because based on how these guys eat, they're not going to eat here if the food isn't good, and they are eating. So good spot to be.
It is. I am on a diet, or otherwise I would be all over a lot of things. Don't look at the candy. That's not necessary.
I was going to say, you're on a diet, but that pile of candy has diminished – rapidly.
These are the carbs I need to work out. Okay, don't. This is a healthy. Chocolate is a healthy carb. It is a.
And you've trained the staff. Andreas not only keeps us on the air sometimes. And
look out! Look,
he goes into the candy bucket and does the screening process for you.
Yeah,
so that he pulls out all the chocolate and just gives it to you.
Every remote. He's the man. What can I say? He takes care of me. I'm not upset about it, okay? I'm just not.
Nor should you.
That's good stuff.
Man, if you were nicer to the interns, you might have a throne in the studio and, like, your forehead dabbed between segments. I don't know.
That's funny.
That's nuts.
Quick
reminder, 2:30 Sigmund Bloom. You guys are getting in the middle of your fantasy football playoffs. You need some help. You know that we are the show of the people. We always try and help you out. So, therefore, Sigmund Bloom, 2:30. You know how we do it. In terms of priorities, we take calls first. So, right before the 2:30 hour, half hour starts at the bottom of the hour, right before we go to the break at 2:30, you start calling. Calls will be taken first, and then, of course, throughout the show, as we lead into Sigmund, just tweet us or text us your questions. We will mark them accordingly and try and get as many of those when the calls run out.
Nick, did you make the playoffs this year?
I think 8 teams are going to make the playoffs this year, so I think I am.
Right?
I'm right at 500. It's a 14-team league. So.
How many are – it's a 14-team league
and
8 are making it?
Top 8 seeds will make it to the playoffs. So
your little move at the end of the year helped you out immensely, did it not, Tarik Cohen?
It did. It did. I mean, we have a bunch of 6-7 and 6-6, like a bunch of 500 teams. So, playoffs is completely up for grabs, with an exception of like two teams.
Okay,
but yeah,
that's good. After Barry snubbed Dan Pastorini, did you pick him up for the playoff push?
No, I did not.
Okay,
my team is atrocious. I won 4 games all year.
This was the auto drafted team.
Yes, I'm definitely not making the playoffs. So
the rest of the league thanks you for your contributions.
Yeah, long hair, don't care. Oh, no, it's a free league. That's also why I don't
care.
Oh, yeah. If I paid for it, I would have been
so with you on that.
Or
after
I wouldn't
being
have played.
In a lot of big money leagues, when there's a free league, I'm just like,
because I was in another league for years where I paid, and I couldn't make the draft, and I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm not paying for an auto-drafted team. I just refused to do it.
I'm with you.
So
absolutely.
By the way, as we went off the air yesterday, big news out of Major League Baseball broke that the Diamondbacks had traded Paul Goldschmidt to the Cardinals for some hope. That's it, because they didn't really get any top prospects. The list that they got one decent guy, Luke Weaver. Other than that, it was a bunch of dudes. And I heard them talking about it on the Blitz, which, by the way, they gave a really good breakdown of everybody involved and this, that, and the other. And Jong said it best, I think, when he said people are saying the Cardinals got fleeced.
Yeah.
There's
some articles
I'm sorry,
today
not the Cardinals,
trying
the Diamondbacks.
To, yeah.
The Diamondbacks got fleeced, and I kind of feel like they did.
There's some articles trying to spin it saying they got two guys that are going to contribute on the major league level this year, and they're building their farm system back up. Well, I mean, look, here's the one thing you got to take into consideration in all this. He essentially was like a rental player would be in the middle of the season, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year.
Sure.
There's no guarantees he's going to re-sign with you. So they probably didn't get as much i.e. a top prospect or the top prospect in someone's organization, like the Mets gave up to get Robinson Cano and Diaz, things like that. But at the same time, I've heard what you've heard, and I did hear the Blitz yesterday as well say it. They really didn't get like anybody that just knocks your socks off and goes, oh, there's the first building block to the rebuild.
Yeah, that's the thing, is if you're going to have a fire sale and you're going to rebuild, you're trying to maximize the talent that you get in return and the value that you get for the players that you're dumping. So it doesn't make sense to me that you just accept anything. And maybe this was the best
offer.
And
you knew there were a lot of teams out there that were kicking the tires. We knew it was no secret. The Astros would have loved to bring him back home. So, you know, if there's two teams right there, there probably were four or five more that would love to have that kind of bat in the middle of their lineup. So if that, I understand it if it's just one, you know, one team race that's, you know, talking to you and you just need to try and find some common ground. But if you have multiple offers, some, and especially if you make sure that they know that there's competition, you're going to get better and better offers. You're not talking about just some slouch player,
right?
At, you know, on the downside of his career.
And when you look, they lost Corbin, Pollock, Goldschmidt. They'll probably lose Greinke. The list, they're done. I mean, they are in full rebuild mode now.
They are, so you add them to the list. So Seattle's in full rebuild mode. Well, yeah. Cleveland is doing that as well for the most part, and so is Arizona. So you look at all those things, and they did say they're moving on to move Greinke next. A lot of people would love to have Zach Greinke. The problem is 3 years, over $105 million left on the table.
That's crazy.
3 years.
Crazy.
For Zach Greinke, and he's going to, in those 3 years, going to make over $100 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of do-re-mi for a guy that hasn't done a whole lot since he got to Arizona.
Yeah, he faltered a bit. Somebody, by the way, on the text line said, hey, Joel, is the hammer and bit about Jim Adler? Yes, that's what it's about. I can answer that for you.
Are you answering that for me?
Yes.
Because I was going to say it was about MC Hammer. No.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's why I answered it for you.
Yes.
Hey, what is y'all's take on the XFL coming back, and do you think it's going to be a total bust?
Now, you may hate me, but from my opinion, I don't care.
What?
I think it's a minor league product. And no matter what, and you've seen some of these other leagues that are trying to draft washed up, has been or never will be quarterbacks that have tried to take a shot at the NFL. To me, the level of football, especially if you're going to be doing it in a market like Houston, look, I get it. We said it. San Antonio would be a great market. I don't think Dallas is a great market. I think second-tier markets that aren't in the NFL would be great to have a football league like this because they'll generate a lot of support. There'll be a lot of extra interest and attention because they may even be the only game in town. But when you're putting them into NFL markets, you're setting yourself up for failure because at the end of the day, the product on the field isn't going to equate to being even close to the NFL.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself, and I'll add to just the list of cities. When you think about places that that have always been on the list, like San Antonio, like Portland. You could add a place like St. Louis that used to have football, maybe San Diego once Oakland's cleared out. Like there are a ton of places you could have put teams that are looking for something. Oklahoma City. I mean, just the list goes on and on of places where football of this caliber and this style would have probably done pretty well. But I think you nailed it. When you're trying to compete with the NFL, it's just no contest. I will say this. I am really looking forward to playing fantasy XFL football. Said no one ever and never will. It's an inferior product. It really is. It's
just another league for Johnny Manziel to try.
It's like, yeah, do you want to watch guys that couldn't even be second and third string on even the worst of the NFL
teams? I'll tell you what you want to
do. Guys that couldn't make the Cardinals and the Browns and the Bills. This is what you're seeing as the product, as starters or maybe second tier guys in this league.
Here's an idea, it's
tough to do.
For
it's
the
like,
XFL. All right?
I liken it to like the UFC. I get that Bellator and some of these other leagues, legacy for a while, like they were feeder leagues, and that's one thing. But then they start trying to compete, like Bellator and Strikeforce really tried to compete with the UFC. You just can't because you don't have the best fighters in the world. It's just hard.
I agree. And here's an idea for you if you're the XFL and you want this thing to take off. Instead of targeting major NFL franchise cities and major markets in the United States, target major college markets that don't have a pro team and then make sure that the majority of your roster is made up of alumni from your university. Put one in Tuscaloosa. Put one in College Station. Put one in, you know, just go right down the list. And then get them to get alum from that school, and maybe you'll generate some interest. You'll get a lot more in the fan base because it's a professional team where college is king. It's not playing the same time frame, calendar, schedule, and maybe you got something there. But putting them in a market with NFL networks just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, what you say makes a lot of sense, though.
So there you go. We'll see how that goes. But, yeah, Houston has a team. I see a lot of people jumping on board to follow their
that's good.
Social media site.
I don't wish them ill.
No, absolutely not.
It's not like I hope they don't succeed. I used to love the Houston Gamblers back in the day in the USFL. It's just never going to be what the NFL is. And if you're okay with that, if you're okay with Arena League-style product and whatnot, okay. Yep. More power to you.
Exactly right. Also, coming in this morning, just to wrap up baseball, Nathan Eovaldi will not be a Houston Astro. He's reached an agreement with the Boston Red Sox. He's staying. So, therefore, next on the list for Jeff Luhnow, I guess, comes up because he just lost another one. Three guys that they had targeted now to be going elsewhere.
So, yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Something you want to chime in on, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Knee deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show. Again, a quick reminder, Sigmund Bloom at the midway point. It'll be Sigmund Bloom and his fantasy football advice to start the second half of the show, right after 2:30. So if you want a question, you're getting in the playoffs. You need some key questions answered as you get ready for your fantasy football matchups. Sigmund Bloom, call right before 2:30. We'll put you on hold, get you in line, and blow and go through all those calls as quickly as we can to get Sigmund to answer everything, as we always do for you every Thursday afternoon. We'll also take the texts and tweets, and in between the calls, we'll try and get those in as well. It's Barry and Joel from Buku. We're telling you, we love this place. You should too. 5600 Richmond Avenue. It's at the corner of Richmond and Chimney Rock. If you're in the Galleria area and you're doing a little holiday shopping, if you work in the Galleria and you're looking for a place to get out of the hustle and bustle of the Galleria, but it has great food, great daiquiris, great environment, lots of televisions if you want to come here tonight to watch Thursday night football, it's all right here for you. Lots of specials to be had, but I'm telling you, if you're a Cajun food fan, this is the place to be. If you love daiquiris, and who doesn't, then you should be here.
Get out here.
And enjoy the great people that run this spot and everybody that's here. The beautiful people come here to eat, and even Jordan and Jake do too.
Wow.
So
if you have a craving or a hankering for Cajun food of any, I mean, you need to get out here. One of the best in the city.
The hush puppies, the dirty rice.
Boy.
I mean, you just keep going.
I had the last time I was able to eat here, I had the gumbo. Ooh. Man,
the blackened chicken, the shrimp, it's all great.
I'm not from Louisiana, but I feel like if I was, I would have felt like I was at home.
Wait, you're not black, Jewish, and from Louisiana?
No, I'm not. No, I'm none of those.
I get more confused every day.
I know, me too. I'm confused about me. Don't worry.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. Okay, so yeah, and there is a football game tonight, by the way.
Yep.
If anybody cares. It's a divisional game. So we'll get to that at some point, too. The fact that we'll break down for you if you really care about it that much, Jacksonville and Tennessee. Some other news and notes of the day. You had mentioned Kyler Murray, AP College Football Player of the Year. The number 3 ranked college prospect for basketball in the country. No surprise. Picks Duke.
Rich get richer. I mean, is it really a surprise at all that they land the number 3? I'm kind of surprised they didn't land 2-1 yet.
The only thing that surprises me is that John Calipari has been duped by Coach K now as the place to go for one and dones.
Really?
Because, you know, forever and a day it was, Calipari's the guy.
Yep.
Kentucky's the place. There's going to be no judgment drawn when I leave after a year. What was he producing, like 5 first-round picks a year? Couldn't do anything to win a title after a while, but he kept getting the big-name blue-chip recruits. And now you look at Duke's roster this year, and obviously setting himself up for next year, and you go, my goodness, Duke has turned the tables, and there's no more Carolina in the mix. Kentucky is a distant second or third, and everybody's going to Duke.
I mean, it's you wonder at some point if – it's almost Alabama-ish in college basketball.
But that was what I was saying about Kentucky for a long time.
Yeah, but I mean, well, yeah, I guess you're right. For a while, Duke had – I wouldn't say they were
because
down.
Everybody
they
was afraid down. That Coach K was going to make them go to class and make them stay more than a year. But now if you're going to learn something in a year's time, you might as well get that Duke education for a year,
Duke.
And you might as well get that basketball education from Coach K as opposed to Calipari, who I've said time and time again, Coach Cal can recruit. Coach Cal can't coach. I've sat next to their bench and close when they have been in key games. Thank God for his assistants, and not all of them, but some of his assistants that can help him with the drawing up of the plays and the basketball strategies. And time. He's like Bill O'Brien on steroids for the mistakes of a coach.
Really?
In terms of like managing the clock and timeouts and things too. I give him all the credit in the world as a recruiter, but he's not anywhere close to the coach that Coach K is.
Wow.
So, and here's another baseball note as we were talking about it. The Indians, who we said were one of the people, one of the teams that were looking to be fire sellers, much like the Mariners and the Diamondbacks, Carlos Carrasco now signed to a 2-year extension. He will be an Indian through 2022.
Okay.
So he will be off the market. So another guy, because we had heard that Bauer, Carrasco, and Kluber might also be shopped around by the Indians because they may be trying to cut payroll. They've already traded Yan Gomes. But it looks like Carrasco is staying.
Okay.
So.
Well, I guess you can't completely.
Deplete everything?
Yeah.
Well, you can. Look at the Mariners.
Well, that's true. But you kind of don't. Here's the thing, and I think this is what teams have to weigh when they consider a rebuild and a complete overhaul. And it's what the Astros had to weigh. You're going to alienate some of your fan base, so you better be right.
I was thinking because about that. If I'm an Indians fan. And they have gotten there and been Man. Right on the cusp. Was it 2 years ago with mm-hmm. the 23-game winning streak? All these different things. And then all of a sudden, just in one fall swoop, you decide, yeah, we gave it a shot. We're done. If I'm a fan, I'm done.
Yeah, when you think about the risk that the Astros took to go out and lose 100 games or more in back-to-back
multiple
seasons,
years, yeah.
alienating a fan base potentially, the only recovery from that is a prolonged tenure of winning
and
winning a World Series or getting really close. And it's a big risk because some of these teams may never. I mean, when you think about the fact that the Mariners are going to be in a pretty competitive division or what seems to be like will be a pretty competitive division, because don't count out teams like the Rangers and the deep pockets that they'll have to spend money. And it's a high risk, but it can be a high reward, as the Astros have proven. But so maybe that's why the Indians are like, well, we won't.
They're
get
saying
rid of-
they're still shopping Kluber and Bauer if the right price
wow.
is out there.
Amazing.
So, and those guys are locked up. So their contracts are not like the Goldschmidt situation where it's going to be, you know, less than top value getting in return. You're going to get top value in return if you're trading those guys, but it sends a very clear message to your fan base, and they can't be happy when things like that happen.
So yeah, that sucks.
When that stuff goes down, it's never a good thing. And again, reminder, coming up now in about 6 minutes, Sigmund Bloom's going to join the show. We're going to get to fantasy football. So with that in mind, the time to call is right now. You call 713-780-3776. We'll stack them and rack them with the interns back at the station and start getting to some fantasy football questions with Sigmund coming up as we start the second half of the show. Before we do get to the second half of the show, too, and this break, I do want to tell you about the people at the Houston Rockets, because if you're looking for the perfect gift for a sports fan in the Houston area, Houston Rockets at Rockets.com and the Houston Rockets team shop at Toyota Center or RocketShop.com, perfect places for you guys to stay out of the hustle and bustle and get great gifts for the sports fan on your list. Right now, at Rockets.com, there are two different five-game holiday packs. Five tickets, five games, $149 is what they start at. Less than $150, you get tickets to five Rockets home games. That is one heck of a deal. And, of course, if you're looking for merchandise and gear for the favorite Rockets fan on your list, RocketsShop.com is your one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets. It's the headquarters for all the latest hats, jerseys, polos, kids gear, and more. And they're doing the 12 days of Christmas online. Up until Christmas Day, every day there's going to be a new exclusive deal only at RocketsShop.com. They have items like the Harden jerseys, the Chris Paul jerseys, Rockets hats, plush toys, and more. And the deal that they're doing right now as well is, if you've got some of the old Rockets jerseys that are just collecting dust, you're never going to wear them again, if you bring that into the Rockets shop at Toyota Center, 25% off your new Rockets jersey. So you can trade in a Coutinho Mobley, a Kelvin Cato, or a Dan Lange for the opportunity to get a Chris Paul or a James Harden jersey at 25% off. It's just another way they're giving back during the holidays. And, of course, you can get the kids a great gift in the Rockets Kids Club presented by Children's Memorial Hermann Hospital. Perfect stocking stuffer. Two different packages while available. The All-Star package even containing tickets to an upcoming Rockets game for just $45. All kinds of ideas. Just check rocketshop.com. And Houston Rockets information can be available at rockets.com as well.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond, this is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. The second half begins now on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. And you know how we do it on a Thursday afternoon as you people are getting ready for fantasy football playoffs. And for those of you like the gentleman that just walked into Buku, 5600 Richmond Avenue, that cannot stand the New Orleans Saints, know that there's other things to do like fantasy football, and that would be our good friend Sigmund Bloom. Sigmund Bloom, the expert at fantasy football, the man that has a plan and shares it with you weekly, either on footballguys.com or you follow him on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom, or better than anything else, you tune in on Thursdays, you ask your questions, we give you answers. Sigmund, thank you so much again for joining us. This is the critical time of the year for all the fantasy footballers. What do they need to know heading into this weekend?
Well, we're watching a lot of practice report issues right now with players. You know, we want to see if Eric Ebron and T.Y. Hilton practice, of course, for the big showdown against the Texans. We're looking to see if Cam Newton is okay. He's got a shoulder issue. It looks like he's going to be all right, but at the same time, we saw that shoulder issue affecting him last week, so you might not be as excited to play him. Evan Ingram is going to be back. If you just lost Greg Olsen or otherwise you're looking for a tight end to help you out in your playoffs, we're still watching some practice reports on guys like Kenny Golladay, who was limited. We're also watching some of these backup running back situations, like which Steelers running back should we play? Which Chargers running back should we play? How much do we trust Jeff Wilson, the new starter for the 49ers? So there's a lot of questions, a lot of things challenging us as we go into week 14, which makes it like every year in the fantasy playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. It starts to get serious business right around this time. So if you want to get your questions in for Sigmund Bloom, 713-780-3776. We always take calls before we get to the text line and the Twitters. So get on the phone right now, 713-780-3776. So let's get started, Sigmund, right away. Ryan, you are up first. Go, my man.
Hey, guys. How's it going? So I got Goff, Matt Ryan, and then Baker Mayfield. Given the way Goff and Ryan stunk it up last week, do you take a chance on Mayfield this week?
Ooh, you know, I don't like Goff's matchup this week. Mayfield's matchup is pretty good, but I would still go with Matt Ryan. I'm not scared of the Green Bay defense. I actually think you could see Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers get into a bit of a quarterback duel or a shootout here. So I would trust Ryan the most out of those three.
There you go. All right, up next, Trevor. Go ahead, Trevor.
I'm looking to play Joe Mixon or Sonny Michel and Larry Fitzgerald or Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, I didn't catch who the second receiver was with Larry Fitzgerald there, but I have Fitzgerald ranked pretty low just because Josh Rosen hasn't been playing that well. So chances are Fitzgerald should be on your bench. Mixon versus Michelle has a really good matchup this week. I would probably prefer him in leagues where you just care about yards and touchdowns. If you get points per reception, I think that gives Mixon a little bit of an edge. He's been really good. It's just the Cincinnati offense isn't very good without Andy Dalton. So it just comes down to your scoring system.
713-780-3776 if you want to get your questions in on the phone lines for Sigmund Bloom. Up next on said phone line, Justin. Justin, go ahead.
All right, I got a two flex question. I need two out of these four. Flash, Gronk, Josh Adams, or Jalen Richard. I need two.
I'm still not going away from Gronk just yet. This matchup against Miami, I think a lot of things will work. And then Josh Adams still getting 20 carries a game. I think that's something you take. Even though Jalen Richard had a good game last week, it's tough to predict the touches in that Oakland backfield. So I'll go with Gronkowski and Adams.
All right, very good. Up next, AJ is on the line. AJ, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, PPR, odd man out. Joe Mixon, Dalvin Cook, James White, or Jeff Wilson? Appreciate it.
Wilson's the odd man out here just because he's still an unproven back. It's still San Francisco's offense against the Denver defense that's coming on.
713-780-3776. There are some spots open on the phone lines now. If you have a question going into the playoffs for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Up next on the phone line is John. John, what's your question for Sigmund Bloom?
What's up, guys? Got a tight end question. Jordan Reed, Chris Herndon, Ian Thomas, or David Njoku? Sorry, I was a lot of tight ends.
Yeah, no, and that there's a lot of us that are scrambling with tight end options. I'd go with Njoku here just because I would have said Reed until Colt McCoy went down, and Herndon's going to get back his rookie quarterback. Ian Thomas is a rookie. We're not quite sure about Cam Newton. Njoku, even though it's been a boom-bust week-to-week ride with him, I do like the matchup this week, and I like the way that Baker Mayfield's been playing for the most part.
There you go. Up next, Joe. Joe, what's your question for Sigmund?
I got Josh Allen at home against the Jets or Aaron Rodgers at home against the Falcons?
Allen is a really interesting option this week. It's a good matchup. He was one of the top three or five fantasy quarterbacks over the last two games. I still wouldn't go as far to play him over Aaron Rodgers. Not this week against the Atlanta defense. And also, with Joe Philbin saying he hasn't called plays in 20 years, I think we could see Aaron Rodgers get to play some sandlot football and actually play in the offense he wants to play in. So I like Rodgers this week.
Drawing up some plays in the dirt, old school style. All right, up next, Santos has a question for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Go ahead, Santos.
Yeah, I've got my flex spot here. I've got Mac against Houston or Tate against Dallas. Which one do you go with?
Golden Tate. Here, I think Marlon Mack and the Indy running game slowed down a lot when they lost Jack Doyle, one of their best run blockers. And Golden Tate, we saw featured on Monday night, looked really good, and we know that he lit up Dallas already once this year.
713-780-3776 is the number. We always take calls first, so if you have a pressing fantasy football question for Sigmund Bloom, I suggest you start dialing now. There are some lines open. Up next is Rudy. Go ahead, Rudy.
Hey, what's up, guys? Deshaun Watson or Mitchell Trubisky?
Yeah, unless your other option is Patrick Mahomes, it's Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson, Indy hasn't faced very many good quarterbacks this year. They're going to face a good one this weekend, and Watson's going to be a fantastic play.
All right, there you go. Up next, Joseph. Oh, I'm sorry. Edward. Go ahead, Edward. My Uh-oh. Bad. I switched it up.
He's back. He's back. Edward's back.
Edward, go ahead.
Hey, got Gus Edwards or Marlon Mack or Adam Jones, two out of three.
Edwards should be in. I didn't quite catch the name on the third one, but I don't have a lot of trust in Mack, so definitely Edwards, and Mack is really more of a bottom of the barrel option this week.
Up next is Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
What's going on? I got a half point PPR. I need two out of three. Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, and Kerryon Johnson, given that he's healthy.
Yeah, I still think that Detroit's offense is not one we want to count on here. Eckler has a great matchup against Cincinnati, and Aaron Jones should be excellent against Atlanta. So Eckler and Jones.
All right, down the stretch we come. 713-780-3776. You still have a couple of minutes left to get your question into Sigmund Bloom. Where are we at, Nick? Joseph?
Joseph, yep. Welcome to the show.
Yep, let's go with Joseph next.
All right. PPR league, I got to start two out of three. James White, Jeff Wilson, or Justin Jackson?
Yeah, I'd like Jackson after how he looked in the second half last week against the Steelers. It's a great matchup. I think that the Chargers can get out ahead, so I'd go with James White and Justin Jackson.
There you go. Up next is Derek. Derek, go ahead.
And it might be Eric. If it's Eric, my bad.
No worries.
Okay, so I got four running backs, PPR league. I need two backs. I got Jalen Samuels, Sony Michel, Aaron Jones, and Dalvin Cook. Which two should I play?
With Jones and Cook, I think we're going to see Cook used more like he was last week. Aaron Jones is the lead back. I do like Jalen Samuels this week. He doesn't make the cut here, but, folks, if you picked him up and you think about plugging him in, I give you the thumbs up.
All right, we got time for three more, and then that's it. Michael, you are up next with Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com.
So in our league, we get a point for every reception after the fourth reception in the game. And so who's the odd man out of this? Mark Ingram, Joe Mixon, Edelman, or Brandon Cooks?
I think it's Edelman, just because he's playing a smaller role in the offense now with all hands on deck. Also, Miami, I think they're going to try to attack them with the backfield. That's a weakness, their run defense. So Edelman's the one that goes to the bench.
Nick, was that Michael that we just had?
No, so Michael. Michael. Tyler's next. Yep.
All right, Tyler, go ahead, man.
I got a PPR pick one, Adam Humphries, Justin Jackson, or Jalen Richard, and then a tight end question with either Hooper or Evan Ingram.
I'd go with Humphries. He's getting a ton of targets. We'll see what the weather is, but if the weather is bad, that actually could help Humphries in the short passing game for Jameis Winston. I'll go with Austin Hooper here. Again, I expect it actually to be a high-scoring game up in Green Bay with the quarterbacks against some poor defenses. And even though Ingram is back this week, I think Hooper's more reliable.
All right, last one. Alonzo, go ahead, man. You get the honors.
Yes, I have. I need one running back out of the four. It's Drake, Wilson Jr., Martin, or Howard.
I'll go with Kenyon Drake here just because you know he has the chance of the big game, a big play. He had a big game against New England in Miami last year, and for them to stay alive in the playoffs, you can do it again.
All right, Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com. Yep. Sigmund, I know it's the most important time of the year. How can the people get some last-minute advice going into tonight's game and this weekend, and how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm still on Twitter, and for those that ask some questions, and I might not be able to make out one of your choices, please hit me back on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. And also, I have a thread on the message board at footballguys.com where I answer questions right up until game time on Sunday, and I think that even if you haven't been over to Football Guys, it's a good reason sign up for our message board, and I can go ahead and give you my thoughts on your Week 14 conundrum.
Yeah, and not only that, they've got apps that'll help you set your lineup. If it's last second and no one's responded, download that app, install it, and get your questions done, because you guys have a lot of money on the line, man. It only makes sense to get some help from the best in the business, Sigmund Bloom, and the folks over at footballguys.com. Sigmund, we appreciate it. We will talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks. Great pleasure.
There you have it, Sigmund Bloom, best in the business, only for you on The Usual Suspects. And again, we'll continue to do this as the fantasy football playoffs begin and the season winds down. We want you to win your leagues and get some of that cashish in your back pockets so that you can spend it wisely on Usual Suspect stuff. But anyway, we'll be back with much more of The Big Show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heard the man. We're live from Buku. You should be, too. We're here at 5600 Richmond Avenue. We'll be here till 4. Blitz will be here till 7. Of course, friends of the show stopping by on a regular basis. Jordan and Jake are just leaving, but that means Clarence came in the building. So Clarence, the man, the myth, the legend, won't be calling in today, or maybe he will. But in the meantime, he's here enjoying a daiquiri and some food, but I could see it happening.
That would be great if he called in from the table next to us.
Yeah.
To be on the show. How fantastic.
It'd be fantastic because you could hear the echo, because he'd be right next to us going, hey guys.
Hey guys. What's up? What's up?
I got a little piece of bread stuck in my teeth, but wait, thanks are great. Mm. All right. So Clarence is here. Everybody's enjoying a little bit of a late lunch. If you have that football game on your mind, like certain people I see in the building probably do, because it involves the Tennessee Titans tonight, as well as the Jacksonville Jaguars. You can watch it right here at Buku. Plenty of television screens, lots of great food deals. I'm telling you, between the daiquiris, which Clarence is sampling while he is eating his lunch, to the great Cajun food, you should be here enjoying everything. It's a great place to watch a game. Jags and Titans tonight, Barry.
Yeah, man. You know,
must-see TV?
No. If you, I'm worried that this game is going to suck, to put it mildly. When I was doing my predictions with my spreadsheet and whatnot, and
last night, right?
Yeah, totally. Not last minute. Not like just right now. I would never do that.
No.
It's not looking pretty. Like the when you think about these are two teams scoring less than 20 a game. And there aren't that many teams in the NFL that aren't putting up 20 a game. It's pretty bad. Like,
yeah, I see a Paul. I see
Titans putting up 18.4 a game. The Jags putting up 16.9.
I see a 6-3 game late where both teams are thinking they should have traded for Paul Goldschmidt just to get another bat in the lineup late. Because I see this being like almost as bad as the Colts and the Jags a week ago, 6-0. It just seems to me like, you know, Mariota's been dinged up all season long. Who cares who's playing quarterback for the Jags? They're not going to be very good.
Yeah.
So, and the Jags' defense showed out last week, showed like they still got some things that they can do. Tennessee's defense has been above average.
That's what scares me.
It could be a complete stink bomb.
I would say Tennessee's defense is better than above average. I would say these are both really good defenses. And the fact that both of the offenses suck, it could make like it could be ugly as it was and as it is, but it could that could exacerbate the situation with the fact that neither of these offenses are going to be able to score on these defenses.
And the thing is, from a consistency standpoint, Tennessee's been, to your point, been the more consistent defense all year. But Jacksonville showed last week when they put their mind to
when
it,
they want
when their heads are right. They have the personnel to play good defense. So all of this has the recipe for checking out what's on every other channel on the television tonight because it could be a complete stinker. Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it's a late game too. So if it really sucks after halftime, then you can try
just
and see
the
first half of the Rock game before that sucks too.
Yeah.
And then you can go to bed.
It's just a night of what's going to suck less, the Rockets or the Thursday Night Football. Here's a list of all the teams scoring less than 20 points that the Jags and the Titans are grouped with. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo. Oof. Yeah, at 14.8. The Washington Redskins at 19.4.
On their third string quarterback.
Exactly. The Oakland Raiders at 18.3. And the Arizona Cardinals at 14.6. So that's who these two teams are grouped with as far as offensive output goes, points per game.
That's not a good look.
No.
Not a good look at all. Both in person or on television. That's awful.
And so, it's Thursday night, and those games are usually low scoring. We've been lucky to have a couple of good ones, but for the most part, the trend is that Thursday night football games,
teams coming off a Sunday game, they're still dinged up, they're not prepared. Yeah, absolutely. So this has all the makings of a game that no one wants to see, but we'll see how it plays out. And I don't think it's obviously neither team's making the playoffs either. So
when I do my like predictions and whatnot for the each week,
when you become Daryl Morey,
yeah. So I have this spreadsheet that actually ends up getting me pretty damn near spot on what the over under would be set at. Not what you should choose. That's been not going well for me. But I'm able to figure out what the over under will be in a game. For the most part, I have this game being a 19-18 game. Based on offensive and defensive output and whatnot, I have the over-under that should be set at about 38.
I can't wait to get to my remote control right now. I've got it. I'm really fired up to see this one.
So I have the over-under at 38. Right now, the consensus pick on Vegas Insider is 37. That's not good.
No.
37 is an ugly, ugly over-under.
So this isn't Texas and Oklahoma.
No.
This isn't Rams and Saints, Rams
no,
and Chiefs.
This is going to be an ugly football. Unless you love defense. If you love the SEC and you love defense, hell, you still might hate this game. I'm not going to lie. It could be ugly.
If you love the SEC and you love defense, you're probably an idiot.
Hey.
Come on, man. We need more points scored.
That's true.
If you have that to look forward to, thank God your backup plan is the Rockets and the Jazz starting late tonight in Salt Lake City. So at least there's something as an alternative to change the channel to because – I'm not looking forward to this game. And like I said, neither team playoff bound doesn't make you want to watch it any. They should be able to flex all these games, and I understand Thursday nights are tough. But this is a turkey.
Yeah, you knew last week or the week before that this game wasn't going to matter. Why can't you flex it?
Because of the Thursday night. Simply put.
But 2 weeks ago?
Still, teams hate that. Trying to bounce back, and guys are still fighting off injuries from last week. And especially if they are heading towards the playoffs, they don't need an extra injury or those kind of things. But otherwise, yeah, you wish they could flex it because just awful football to look forward to tonight.
And there are some decent matchups on the slate for this week.
Sure.
I mean, I'm interested in this Cowboys-Eagles game.
That it becomes a big game for the division.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Sunday night
they
got it right. Rams Bears is going to be a great game.
That's going to be a lot of fun as well. And I mean the Chiefs
Packers Falcons everybody's clamoring for.
I'm going to be interested to see what the Chiefs offense can do against that Ravens defense and vice versa. Is
True.
This Ravens defense as good as we think, the best in the NFL?
And from a Chiefs perspective, you're replacing Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
So can they keep the train going, you know, in a positive direction after taking that big hit? Because a lot of people think that they're not going to be able to survive this.
Yeah, there's some interesting games on the slate that I think would have been a lot more fun to be the only game played on a weeknight. Certainly not this. But hey,
it happens. All right, so we've got two in the books. We've got one to go still in the big show. Don't go anywhere as we are rolling along towards the final hour of the show. Make sure that if you want to call the show, 713-780-3776, you can call, you can text, you can hit us up on Twitter. We've got plenty to get to with the Rockets in the final hour as well.
Before we get out of here, I did want to get a couple of texts in before we get too far past them. Somebody texted the show. Nick, you might want to listen to this. They said, Nick and Dell looks nothing like what I expected. Today I was on the live stream for the first time. I thought Nick had hair.
That would be false.
Yeah, I've got a little bit. Well, that's been a joke on the show, is the fact that we would get hair advice from him. They also said Dell has a white guy voice stuck inside Scarface's body.
That would be true.
I saw that, I read that, I was like, oh my God.
That wasn't very nice at all. And then somebody wanted to know, if the Texans clinch the division this weekend, do they rest some of the big-name starters? I'll go first. No, absolutely not, because they're fighting for a bye in the first round. So the division means nothing at this point. I think it's a foregone conclusion they win the division. This team is going to keep playing until it's for certain that they either are or are not going to get a first-round bye.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's no time to rest now. I mean, why take the foot off the accelerator when you've been powering along through 9 straight wins, getting better every week, which they weren't doing early in the season. And again, like you said, the main reason is because they're fighting to get all the way up to possibly the number 2 seed, and not only home field advantage for the first round, possibly the second round. You know how important that would be if it's a New England or a Pittsburgh or something like that. So they're going to keep going until they realize that they're stuck in a rut and can't go any further. And that's exactly what you would expect of a team that's got higher aspirations than just getting in and winning the division.
Yep.
So we'll see how that goes. Final hour of the show, we'll touch on some Rockets just because we have to and the fact that they're playing tonight. But also, if you want to join the show, phone lines are open, 713-780-3776. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5, and Sports Mappers will join us next.
ESPN 97.5.